right side. Long distance three on the way. Busca el rey, tiene a Jerry al otro lado. Llena el carril y la clava. Dos, sí, señor.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Elkin Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton.
Arike Agumbawale.
Well done.
Arike Agumbawale. Did you know who that was prior to about a week ago?
I had no idea until Friday night.
Do you know now?
I sure do.
University of Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, women's basketball, national champs.
Cold-blooded.
Mm-hmm. And it was Arike Agumbawale who hit the game winner against UConn and the game winner the other night against Mississippi State. I mean, right up your alley, you were fantastic in college basketball. And how about the Irish?
I'm actually, I was sitting here thinking, wow, I'm flattered that you're starting the show with college women's basketball. But then I remember that you went to Notre Dame.
It's college women's basketball, starting with Notre Dame. It's nice. I mean, what a show. Jeez, what a tournament. What a showcase, right?
Yeah.
You talked to Carol Lawson?
Yeah, I had a chance to speak to one of the color analysts for both of those games, who is phenomenal in the business,
yeah,
Carol
she's
Lawson.
Great.
She's also in the booth for the Washington Wizards. Mm-hmm. She does such an awesome job. She was a star at Tennessee, obviously in the WNBA. But she called it one of the best weekends, one of the best two broadcasts that she's ever been a part of. And, of course, the women's game, that kind of showcase that they had. That's epic.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It really was.
It was fantastic. Unfortunately, I had to see it on tape,
yeah,
because DVR, because we were working
right
both of those evenings. But it was great. And how about the shot? They had the GoPro shot of the booth.
Oh, that's amazing. I think they should do that for every booth because it's such a good insight. Not only that, but I actually, after I saw that footage, I kind of tweeted out to aspiring broadcasters, mm-hmm, for youngsters. That is an awesome piece of footage to watch and learn from. Just the patience, the poise, especially by Rebecca Lobo and Kara Lawson, to allow the play-by-play, like
right,
yourself, to do their job, have that moment. But then for Adam as well, the guy that called the game, to then lay out and really allow the audience and the environment, the atmosphere to,
yeah,
take over.
That's, to me, as a play-by-play guy,
yeah,
that's what it's all about. I mean, it's not about you.
Right.
It's not about your call. It's about the moment.
Yeah.
You know, and the
it's
moment
the biggest piece of advice.
The moment was so overwhelming, and it's a, yeah, clear layout. I mean,
yeah,
so many of these great LeBron moments, right?
Yeah.
The atmosphere inside that building is incredible.
I'm actually, there's still some part of me, though, that is upset UConn didn't win.
I know. What is wrong with you? We had this conversation before Notre Dame was even involved. I don't take it personally because
right,
you were on record as saying you love the dynasty of UConn.
I do.
Meanwhile, everybody else in the world's rooting against UConn just,
yeah,
to knock them off for somebody new.
It's crazy to think that the last 2 years they've gone undefeated until that semifinal game, and then they're knocked off. Can we give a shout out, though, to my assistant coach, Nitra Perry, who is an All-American, played at Mississippi State,
mm-hmm,
and we were trying to learn the name of Arike. I'm not even going to try her last name.
Agumbawale, yeah.
There you go.
Right.
And so I called her before the show, and I totally forgot she played at Mississippi State.
I'm sure she loved that.
I thought you were going to call to console me. So, Nitra, I apologize.
Yeah, she's still dying inside. Thanks a lot to Allie. But, yeah, well, I mean, what a moment,
yeah,
and what a, you know, just the ability to take over. They had GoPros on us on the radio side in the finals.
Oh, amazing. I didn't know that.
They have those all the time. And
in fact,
for Kyrie's game-winning shot, the thing I was amazed about, Carol Lawson, right? Flatline.
Yeah.
I mean, not flatline, but she didn't
move. Nope.
She did not react.
Nope.
You can see the ice in the veins of somebody like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Someone who's been there before.
Been there before, right? I've seen a game-winning yeah, shot before. Nothing.
Yeah.
My partner, Jim Jones, Kyrie hit that shot. Jim's face, no reaction. Everybody around, we were at Golden State, like, you can see all the fans behind us go, oh, no. And then I was in the middle of making the call. Jim?
That's
nothing.
Awesome.
It was, yeah.
Where
it,
can we find that footage?
It was really interesting. Pretty much, you know,
anywhere
on those.
Newsflash is 2018.
I don't know, any recap of the Cavs 2016
I'm
championship.
I'm looking that up. I never knew that.
Yeah, and it's pretty neat. But, yeah, what an event. That was great.
That's awesome.
For women's basketball and everything else. You, by the way, are filling in for Rafa Hernandez Brito. And Rafa right now is in San Antonio calling the Final Four. He's kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal around here. He makes sure we know.
He did. He did make sure.
Rafa.
Yeah, we made sure we knew he was down there. He also made no secret that he's a big Michigan fan, right? And one would he's doing
since
that
when?
Well, right, he didn't go there. I know he went to Boston U. Just to irritate it. I think everybody here in the state of Ohio is
that's
more than
very
half.
Rough-ass.
It's more than half the reason, right? But he you know, you're doing a national broadcast. You'd think you'd kind of keep your allegiance a secret if one of your favorite teams is actually in that game. No, not Rafa. He's tweeting out my Michigan Wolverines. I don't know.
My?
Yeah, if you're rooting for Villanova and listening on the Spanish side, I don't know. Maybe I'm.
Good luck, Rafa. I think Nova's got this.
Yeah, I think Michigan's in a little bit of trouble.
Not because I'm a Buckeye, but.
They made a great run. I think everything worked out for Michigan, and they took care of business. You're not a big sister, what's her name, fan?
Loyola, I will say Chicago. This. I'm a born and raised Buckeye.
Yeah.
However, in that semifinal game, I had a family bet going on, and I actually chose Michigan because I was not a fan of Sister Jean.
Why?
Love you, Sister Jean. But no, because I didn't know anything about the team. It was all about Sister Jean.
Oh, because everybody kept talking about. Now, see, that's a broadcaster error. That's not a Sister
and
Jean
for,
error.
For people like us.
I mean, just poor Sister Jean just sitting there.
No, poor Sister Jean. Poor Sister Jean. Wow.
Sister Jean didn't even take Loyola to Chicago to get past the second round, by the way. Did you hear that? They asked her.
Oh, I didn't know
she
that.
Filled out a bracket. She's like, yeah, I had us lose in the second round. But so you didn't like Sister Jean, huh?
I mean, I like Sister Jean as a person. I'm just saying. Now you're getting me in trouble.
You don't like all the coverage.
The coverage, yeah. But when I finally watched Loyola Chicago, they were awesome to watch. They were a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a good tournament.
Good run.
Interesting tournament. Interesting show.
Yep.
Rodney Hood is our featured guest. We will be catching up with Rodney as the season winds down. Only a handful of games remaining. Cavaliers set to play 3 games over 4 days starting on Tuesday with that game against Toronto. And when we hit this upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that will mark the first time that the Cavaliers will not play on consecutive days since the All-Star break.
It has been.
Since the All-Star break.
We don't even play.
There haven't been 2 days in a row. I know, right?
But I don't know about you. Are you exhausted?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So, hey, great show. Straight ahead. We start with Rodney Hood in the first half. That's next here on Cavs HQ.
To the NHL runs through Cleveland. Catch hockey's future stars as your Cleveland Monsters battle at Quicken Loans Arena.
Friday, April 6th is Monsters Go Green Night, presented by Republic Services. The first 10,000 fans receive a Monsters reusable tote bag, courtesy of Discount Drug Mart. Plus, it's a 1-2-3 Friday, featuring $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers.
For details, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
As the official drugstore of the Cavs, Monsters, and Gladiators, Discount Drug Mart knows how rising healthcare costs and the economy have affected our communities. Our generic prescription program offers hundreds of medications for a 30-day supply starting at only $1.99 and a 90-day supply for only $5.89. We'll match any local competitor prescription prices so you get the best price along with the best service in our pharmacies or at our drive-thru.
John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena Box Office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZT L Series combines responsive lap bar controlled zero turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
And we're back here on Cavs HQ. It's about that time to welcome in our featured guest. You know what all teams need, Allie Clifton, or all teams would like? Length on the perimeter. Cavaliers make, of course, the big moves at the trade deadline. 6 players out, 4 players in, and in comes Rodney Hood. 3.5 seasons in Utah, provides what the Cavaliers are looking for out there on the perimeter. Obviously scoring touch and a nice addition to this team.
Yeah, he really is. And what I like, too, is as of late, as he's mentioned in our post-game shows and just following games, is how he feels more and more comfortable with each and every passing right. game. And when you're able to utilize the length that you speak of with some purpose, like Rodney does, it bars for a good time.
Yeah, and not an easy adjustment as we bring in Rodney Hood, who's out at Cleveland Clinic Courts. Rodney, great to have you with us. You do come from Utah, right? And vastly different systems being out there with the Jazz coming here to the Cavaliers. You've been now here with this team for a couple of weeks. We get set for the postseason. How has that transition been for you? Where are you right now as we come into the closing few weeks of the year?
It's been good. It's been good. It was a rough couple of weeks. When I first started, I was just trying to feel my way out. Mm-hmm. But the guys, the coaching staff, and my teammates have been making me feel more and more comfortable. And ever since I got back from the back injury, you know, I picked up my level of aggression, and I'm not thinking as much as I did when I first got here. So, you know, I think I'm just, you know, just trying to gel right before we hit the playoffs.
I think one thing that kind of leads me into this, one thing that's been a topic, especially with the guys that we acquired, is the systems that they're coming from and now entering into. Mm-hmm. And I want to read a quote from you, actually, Rodney. After the Brooklyn game, you made a comment in the post game talking about how you were featured a lot more with your opportunities in Utah, and now you get to play with, no disrespect, as you said, better players all around with JC, LeBron, and all the guys. So you have to learn how to fit in, but you can't lose yourself in the meantime. Mm-hmm. And I found that really intriguing and interesting, just because I don't know how many people really understand what systems mean in the NBA, and especially when you're transitioning from one to another. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of break that down and what that's like?
Well, it's a tougher transition. You know, I think, you know, I'm used to hooping. You know, that's mm-hmm. how I grew up, just hooping, just playing ball. But when I got to Utah, I learned the system. I came in with Quinn Snyder mm-hmm. and Rudy and Gordon Hayward and all those guys, and we learned the system. And it was about ball movement, body movement, you know, 5 or 6 passes per possession and things like running the shot clock down. And then once I got here, it was more about finding the matchup, you know, mismatches, and just playing free flowing, just do what you feel type of basketball. And it's great. And you just got to adjust to it. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, every single game I'm getting better and better at it. But, you know, it's a tough adjustment. People don't really realize it. They just tell you to be aggressive, but you got to know what you're doing first. And I think I'm getting that.
You know your game better than anybody else. Are you more fit for a more structured Utah system, or are you enjoying the way it's worked in these first few weeks here in Cleveland?
Yeah, I think that's what made me kind of rare, that, you know, I can fit in both. I can mm-hmm. play any style, you know. I wanted to hit the ground running, but, you know, it hasn't went that way. But now I'm picking it up, and I'm getting better and better every single game. And, you know, I can play in both.
And, of course, you spoke to your ability to run, get out and play, and the feeling of that's why you feel you fit best here in Cleveland right now, which I think is awesome. But, hey, Rodney, we also, as we mentioned, we like to have a lot of fun here. I talked to you last night in the locker room about kind of diving into who Rodney is, not just the basketball player, but also the person. Mm-hmm. However, to kind of loosen things up and break the ice, I like to do something called rapid-fire questions.
You've heard of these apparently before, right?
I've got 10 questions for you.
Allie's version.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
So I'm going to ask you 10 questions, and you answer them the best that you can and the quickest you can. Are you ready?
One-word answers?
Yeah.
However you want to.
Cool.
All right. Rodney Hood, here we go. Favorite city in the U.S. besides the one that you live in?
Meridian, Mississippi.
Oh. Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is?
Talented.
Oh. Do you snore?
No.
Favorite childhood TV show?
Fresh Prince.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Have you ever worn socks with sandals? Don't lie.
With sandals? No, I haven't.
Is double dipping at a party ever acceptable?
No, it's not.
Stale Sour Patch Kids or fresh Circus Peanuts?
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh. Stale?
Yeah, that's
good. Rapid
answer.
Fire.
That's a good
My bad. I didn't hear the stale part. Yeah, I still say Sour Patch Kids.
Ask permission or beg forgiveness?
Ask permission.
Name a word that starts with the letter Q.
Quick and long.
Oh,
yes, I love that. Yes,
that's a Duke alum right there.
Yes, sir.
That's well done. Well done, right, Rodney.
Yeah,
is that it?
That was
pretty good.
Yeah,
Meridian, Mississippi, your hometown, huh?
Yep. That's my hometown.
I mean, coming from there and coming from that kind of a background, your ascent, you know, you go to Mississippi State, then on to Duke, now to the NBA. When you think back to where you came from, obviously a big sense of pride and pride for your hometown and your whereabouts right around home, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's I think that's why I do a lot. I do a lot of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I go back, I look how far I've came, you know, the country roads, as you can tell by my accent, of Mississippi, and seeing how many people are proud of me, you know, that I'm getting the opportunity I am now, and a lot of kids are watching, and it gives you a sense of pride. And, you know, I just, you know, every day I go in the gym, I want to make them proud. So it means a lot coming from a humble background.
No disrespect. I'm not going to rub it in your face, but we started the show with the women's championship game last night. You spent 1 year at Mississippi State. I actually called my college coach, who was an All-American there as well, before this show. What'd you think of that shot? What'd you think of the game?
Well, I actually didn't catch the game. I saw the shot right after our game against Dallas. But, you know, Mississippi State's been great. I love my time there, even though I transferred from there. And I got that Duke pride, I mean, that Mississippi pride, you know, about me. So, you know, whether it's boys basketball or football, SEC football, you know, I'm always keeping up. And, you know, it was a great season. Second time in the Final Four. They got a lot to be proud about.
Could you imagine, though, Orike, two back-to-back semifinals and national championship game-winning shots? Could you imagine as a player?
She's a legend. That's legendary for her to do that. And, you know, especially, you know, beating UConn, you know, and then beat Mississippi State, who I thought was the favorite after UConn lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, that's crazy. I don't think that's ever been done before.
Yeah.
Some amazing stuff. We mentioned a terrific showcase for the women's collegiate game. We're going to have more Rodney Hood right after this when we come back on Cavs HQ.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Wednesday's the one-day sale at Levin Furniture, and it's gonna be big. Starting at 10 a.m., we'll have 50 great doorbusters, including amazing deals on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, and mattresses. Plus, you'll get 50 months free financing, but that's not all. Shop all day Wednesday and get a $100 gift card. Doorbusters, free financing, and a $100 gift card. The one-day sale returns Wednesday at Levin's.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke-Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
He walked right down Euclid, smashed it.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at cavs.com/shop.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Peek-a-boo.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
that's my guy.
We welcome Rodney Hood back. He's at the Cleveland Clinic courts. That's your guy, huh? Parenthood, Rodney.
It's amazing. That video, I watch it when I have tough times, and you know, that's my little guy. He's a split image of me. People who know, been around me and him know we like best friends. We play around all the time. It's kind of bad because he don't take me serious, you know, you know, when I tell him to do stuff. But, you know, I always reflect back to that video. It's funny.
He's two now, right, Rodney?
He's terrible twos, yeah.
How does that change? I mean, obviously, it's wildly different, but how does that change the routine of an NBA? How does it change what you've done over the last couple of seasons?
I mean, it doesn't change. I mean, you know, I probably changed two diapers since he's been here. So, you know, but for me, you know, I just, you know, when I'm not on the road, when I'm not playing ball and not on game days, you know, I always make sure to spend time with him, you know, make sure, you know, I'm very present, very active with him, you know, father-son days and things like that, because I think it's important. And, you know, he has two little brothers and sisters, a brother and sister on the way, you know, here soon. So, you know, I'll be spending even more time with him then. So, you know, it's fun to have a son, especially while I'm still young.
Great he stuff. Is certainly adorable.
Yeah, great stuff. Young family.
I actually might utilize that when I'm down. Pull out that video.
Can we have that? Can you send that last week?
It kind of transitions me into this next thought, though. You know, a lot of people think that you guys are just professional athletes, but you speak of being a father, as well as I had a chance to catch up with you a little bit, and you mentioned the Boys and Girls Club, something that you were involved with. How did that all get started?
Well, my dad is a director at the Boys and Girls Club. He's been doing it for over 30 years, for sure, closing in on 40. And, you know, since I was 4 years old, I was in the Boys and Girls Club, you mm-hmm. know, when I started school, after school programs. During the summertime, I was there from 7 o'clock in the morning to about 6 o'clock in the evening. And it's who I am. You know, it's why I am who I am. And, you know, I felt like I had to share my dad with most of the kids in the community, but the community raised me. You know, Boys and Girls Club raised me, and people who worked there, the kids that I grew up with are my best friends to this day. So I owe a lot to the Boys and Girls Club.
For those boys and girls that are going through the clubs right now, the youngsters, looking for a piece of advice or something to kind of challenge them or keep them on that straight path.
Right.
What would you say to them?
Just to, first of all, know what you want to do. You don't have to have it figured out, but, you know, have a plan. You know, do you want to graduate high school? You know, you want to go to college? You know, you want to get your family out of a certain situation that you're probably in? And you got to work towards that goal. You know, you just can't dream and dream and dream all your life. You know, you got to work towards that goal and have action towards it, you know. So I always wanted to be a really good basketball player, so I had to work towards it, and I couldn't stray away from it and expect to have the same outcomes, you know. So I had to do my homework. I had to do the little things in order for me to be able to go outside and play ball and play with my friends. So just to be humble and work hard.
Well, from the Boys and Girls Club all the way to the NBA, and last season, Rodney, in Utah, you got a taste of the postseason. Mm-hmm. 11 games, you guys took out the Clippers 4-3 before bowing out to Golden State. Now you get set for your first Eastern Conference playoff run. I mean, we're only a handful of games away. When you look back at that experience, a lot of guys who have been through the playoffs time and time again say that you can't measure how important that experience is mm-hmm. in the playoffs. How do you feel that that's prepared you? I mean, are you ready to go? What are your thoughts? We only have a handful of games, like I said, here in the regular season before off to the playoffs we go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited because last year I was hurt, you know, in the playoffs, mm-hmm. you know, so I didn't I got a taste of the atmosphere, you know, the attention to detail and everything like that, but I didn't really get to show who I was on that type of stage, and I'm excited about that opportunity this year. Especially since, you know, we're expected to make a deep run. And last year was good. You know, we had a young, exciting team. You know, we beat a really good Clippers team, yeah. you know, at 7 games. I played in a game 7, you know, on the road, and we won that game. And then you also went through the experience of losing to, you know, eventually the team that won it all. So, you know, it was a great experience for me mentally, but physically I'm just ready to be out there healthy.
Of course, Cleveland fans know what a Game 7 is all about. Obviously, the very final game on the road after being down 3-1. However, despite it being in the first round, it's still a Game 7. Mm-hmm. What were those feelings like for you in that Game 7?
It was great for me because, I played well, but during the series, it was kind of like up and down for me. One game I played well, another game I didn't. And then it was like win or go home, and all the other games didn't matter. It came down to one game, mm-hmm. every single possession, and I was able to just play freer. And, our backs was against the wall. And I think that for any player, that feeling is stress-free, I guess you could say. When you're just back against the wall, you're on the road, you're in a tough environment, and it's us against them, and, you come out with a win, that's the best
for her. Well, Rodney, thanks so much for this. I know I speak for a lot of people here in Northeast Ohio when we tell you we're thrilled to have you aboard. Keep doing your thing, man, and best of luck as we head on into the playoffs.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rodney.
All right, our thanks to Rodney Hood. Good guy, huh?
Yeah, it's so awesome to have a show like this to really get to know guys. I think
it's what it's all about. Yeah. It's a weekly show. What are we going to do? Talk about actual things that are going on the floor and have it be stale.
I guarantee you, anyone who watches this show will remember Rodney Hood Jr. as well as Dad.
remember George Hill and his African safari that he has on his
his love for sauerkraut, Cleveland kraut.
That's kind of what we do here on Cavs HQ. That's all right, awesome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Don't forget to look for ProPoint signs posted on qualifying items throughout Discount Drug Mart and present your Courtesy Plus card to the cashier when you purchase those items. Redeem your points while supplies last for valuable Cavs rewards, including hats and t-shirts, ticket discounts, suite tickets, fantasy basketball on the main floor, a courtside kid spot, including 4 game tickets, and more. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Zero turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $200 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering up to $200 off select residential lap bar zero turn mowers. The Cub Cadet RZT L series combines responsive lap bar controlled zero turn handling and outstanding comfort, giving you unmatched stability and versatility to help bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Visit your local AT&T store and get a great deal on two popular smartphones when you buy both on AT&T Next with eligible wireless service. See store for details. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
To the NHL runs through Cleveland. Catch hockey's future stars as your Cleveland Monsters battle at Quicken Loans Arena.
Sunday, April 8th at 3 p.m. is Monsters Kids Day and Pucks and Paws, presented by Levin Furniture. Every kid ages 14 and under will receive a Monsters beach towel courtesy of Countertop Solutions and a Castaway Bay Kids Day Pass. Plus, bring your dog to the game. The $5 doggy ticket available in advance or at the South Box Office.
For details, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. As is always the case, the Cavaliers are active in the Cleveland community. And recently, the Cavs teamed up with Uber and the Greater Cleveland Food Bank for the 2018 Harvest for Hunger campaign. The Cavs are proud to donate 10,000 meals to the food bank this season. With the help of you, our fans, and your donation of 1,200 pounds of food items, the Cavaliers were able to donate an additional 4,800 meals to the hungry children and families in our community. Thank you so much, Cavs fans, for being the difference. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. When we come back, Joe Gabriel from Cavs.com. He's straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ. Hey, And we're back for the second half of Cavs HQ. John Michael, Fox Sports Ohio's Allie Clifton. We are joined by one of our favorites, Cavs.com, Joe Gabriel. Bring something new every week.
Good to see you, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I realize that I wear this on like almost every show, so it's kind of my uniform now. So I'm to wear it every show.
All right.
Yeah.
So. We all have black on.
I know, why is that?
We're in mourning or something? I don't know. end of the regular season.
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good.
I wouldn't be in black for the end of the regular season. I think that's something to celebrate.
Oh, maybe we're going. What did I say? Zero dark 30. Maybe we're going
there
dark.
You go.
Zero
there
dark.
We go. There it is.
Only a handful of games left in the regular season. Allie and I just talked about it in the first half of the show. First, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday coming up, first time the Cavs have had 2 days in a row where they haven't played a game since the All-Star break.
I know, it's pretty amazing. What do you think of the new schedule where we go every other day? Do you find it to be easier or more difficult or
harder? It's better than four and fives.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd rather get four and fives done.
Really?
I'd rather go
absolutely,
back to
that. I'm with Allie.
Listen to you guys. Yeah. I'm fine with the schedule. We just detailed it. It's been a grind. I have no problem with this schedule. Nobody's playing four and fives anymore. And, I mean, that alleviates that across the league. But, yeah, you're going to be playing every other day. What, you'd rather knock them all out? You like back-to-backs?
I just like back-to-backs because you're guaranteed that off day.
I know, exactly. a guilt-free off day.
Guaranteed off day, but also no shoot-arounds on the back.
I do love that. Exactly. I do love no shoot-arounds.
That's win-win right there.
Four and five.
That's right.
Well, listen, I'm surprised you guys said that.
And you knock them out. I mean, you're almost in a trance. You just kind of plow right through them, and you don't even think about it. They just come and –
everybody, you know, previously seemed like everybody complained about the schedule. Now the NBA changes it, and listen to you two.
But first of all, it's not just us two.
I think it's
there's
just
other
you two.
People.
I think you two are the only
we're
ones
the only
I've
gym.
Met.
Maybe.
No, but it's different. That's for sure. And it's been you want to talk about a second half grind for these guys in games. This team must win. Yeah. I mean, not must win, but is in a position where, hey, if you're going to keep your seeding, you got to win. And the Cavs really have not been in that position all that much over the last few seasons. I mean, last year, Cavs go into Boston, belt the Celtics. Remember in early April, that game was billed as the who's going to be the one seed. Cavs were all over the Celtics and didn't bother to win again the rest of the year and basically allowed the Celtics the number one seed. It didn't make a darn bit of difference at all.
Not that I didn't believe him, but what I am like, for some reason, I don't know if it's because of all the injuries that are happening to other teams. Man, when LeBron talks about health going into the playoffs,
it's everything.
He continues to hit that home.
Yeah.
That is so real.
Look at Boston. That's scary for Boston. A couple of guys out. Golden State, Philadelphia, Embiid. Yeah. Is he going to be ready? I mean, that's huge.
I mean, we could, for as crazy as it is, for as unhealthy as we've been all season, we might go into the playoffs as the healthiest team in the East.
The final game of the season. Right. Fan appreciation night might be the first day of the Cavs and everybody.
Everybody and that's normally the night where, you know.
Right, where nobody plays.
Where Jordan McRae scores 30 points. You know what I mean?
Joseph, you bring something new every week to the table. This is something he does, Allie.
I love this.
And so we don't know what it is, and we're ready.
We're going with Pick'em.
Okay.
Just kind of. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
This is let's go first playoff destination, and as far as team matchup and also the city because
personal
it matters
personal
for
feelings.
Personal reasons.
Yes.
Miami, Milwaukee, Washington, or Indiana, because you got proximity to the arena in certain cities. You have good shopping in other cities. Then you have team matchups. Which
all right, Al,
which
you go first.
Team of the four would you prefer?
Washington.
For team purposes or for Allie purposes?
Actually, both.
Okay. Really? That's interesting.
Again, Allie and I are in lockstep here.
I never thought I would say this because this year was the first year I actually went to Miami and enjoyed myself. And I think it's always because
always are on a back end of a back-to-back.
Always playing the tail end of a back-to-back. And we go in there and we get thumped. I mean, we still got thumped. I mean, right? This is a couple of weeks ago or a week ago or whatever it was. But it was the first time I actually enjoyed Miami. I think if the Cavs get Miami in the first round, they have the town. They'll lock in. We're not going to see what we've seen. Although I know that South Beach has had that mystique over the Cavaliers
it's
for the last
8 years, buddy.
I know how long it's been. But I think personally and for Cavs purposes, I never thought I'd say this in a million years. But as of a couple weeks ago, I said, I kind of like Miami.
You're a South Beach guy.
I don't mind the warm weather, and I think the Cavs would do a number on the Heat.
Okay.
If that happens.
Flight viewing, rom-com, a war movie. A documentary, a TV show, or a weirdo movie, as you like to say, as John Michael.
What's the first thing you said?
A rom-com.
All right. You laughing at me? I wasn't exactly sure what that was. All right, Al, you get to go first again.
Allie is like, sound asleep during the flight.
Anything that makes me like, I am so
she gets in a, like
so
a cocoon, and it's
honest
over.
Honest to goodness, I've never been more envious. Before the flight even takes off, you look back, Allie sits one row behind me and over, and she's sound asleep.
Allie looks more comfortable in an airplane seat than I do in my bed.
I know she does.
I cannot have enough pillows.
It's incredible.
I think because it's what keeps me awake, TV series.
Okay.
Interesting.
The Sinner right now.
I would say anything that makes me laugh. I'm all right. Definitely not your weirdo movies.
I know, because you hate my weirdo movies.
Yes. Anything that does not have a happy ending or that leaves me confused at the end or wondering how it ended, not good.
What's that movie that we both hated? Shoot, the ending of it.
Yeah, where we both ended up
like
I don't know what happened.
Don't say One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No, although I did think eventually that there was going to be a happy ending in that movie, and it never panned out.
First of all, J. Mike thought it was a happy ending, and Allie doesn't know it's a movie.
I was waiting for them all to escape at the end. I was waiting for them all to escape, and then I was like, wait a second. Is that really the way that movie just ended? And you made me watch for 2 hours, and then it just didn't.
What movie do you guys hate that I now want to know?
I can't remember what it was. We both looked at each other.
Like 2 years ago.
It was not like Girl on the Train. Was it something like that where it was?
I like that movie, too.
Suspenseful movie.
At the end, you don't know what happened. I hate that. Right.
It's such a good ending. It's so bad.
Yeah, it could have been.
Such a bad ending. It was good.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, so the Cavs have three sets of kind of broadcasting teams. They have J. Mike and Jim Jones, of course, Freddie Mac and Austin Carr, and then, of course, Jeff Phelps. And Campy Russell. So those.
Where does Rafa fit into that?
About Rafa.
Well, Rafa's his own thing.
Thank goodness he was not here to hear the opening to that.
Well,
question.
I mean,
we would have had a heart attack.
You can't
right
partner him with anybody.
Well, right. He's too, okay. He's not a team. Okay, you're talking
not
about
a team.
Teams.
I'm talking about.
I got you.
No, I'm talking about team groups. Sets of two. Teams of two. Okay. Those teams of two competing in these games. Who wins? Trivial Pursuit. Those three teams.
I'm actually in. You can't put me. Or Allie, you get to pick.
Allie, you can
I'm
go ahead.
I'm actually in.
You can
pick our
trivia.
Team.
You can recuse yourself.
How about
this?
That? I'll pick our you team.
Trivia,
everything.
I'll go J. Mike and Jim Jones.
Okay. Darts. We're in a bar. We're throwing darts.
J. Mike and Jim Jones.
Okay. I might go Freddie Mac and AC on that one.
All right. You can do what you want.
I don't want to give J. Mike everything.
We disagree over here.
But a game of euchre. And yeah, more than anything, I just want to see these. I'm trying to picture this happening.
Like those, I don't know how to, guys. I don't know how to play euchre.
You don't?
No. I actually went to school in Indiana. I don't know how to play euchre.
Huh.
That's a big Midwest game.
Oh, you don't know how to play?
I do not.
Because I'm just kind of picturing.
I'll give Fred and AC that then.
Okay.
All right.
A card game, Fred.
Well.
Okay. All right.
I
like to just picture these things because I like to picture these guys arguing while they're playing these things. And then the best one probably would be Pictionary. Now that I'd love to see, and I want to see them.
Jeff Phelps and Campy Russell.
Just to make it easy. We were playing a version of that before we were off
Campy, I think, would be good.
I'd take Allie and myself because we were dominating.
Yeah, you guys are really good, actually.
We were
you
dominating.
Have
them,
a very like a telepathy.
We were
between
locked
each
in.
Other.
All right, I'm told we have time for one more.
One more?
Best
okay.
one. What do you got?
Let's see. Okay, you know, I was going to go with LeBron's most impressive accomplishment.
Ooh.
But that's
more than a half
that's
minute.
There's too much. Best rest. Guy in the team, LBJ, Jordan Clarkson, Jetty Osmond, or Kevin Love?
Oh, I got to go with Kevin Love.
You know who fancies him? I mean, Tristan, as always.
Tristan is also very
Tristan,
very
Tristan I think, is in the hunt.
For sure.
I mean, Kevin's got the whole
Kevin, but I mean,
deal.
He's, you
Kevin
know,
has
again,
a collection.
He's a pro.
Yeah, right.
He's literally a model. I mean, he's, you know.
He has his own Banana Republic collection coming out in the fall.
I know.
I would probably.
That's amazing.
I'm going Jordan Clarkson because he kind of brings the crazy look. He kind of has the shump kind of thing where he kind of wears whatever the hell he wants. And I like that he brings his basketball shoes to the arena.
Joseph, thank you as always.
Thank you. Guys.
More Cavs HQ right after this. I do this for my town. I do this
for my crowd. So turn me up real loud. The Cavs team shop is home to the biggest selection of Cavs gear anywhere.
Ron Love in a two-man game. He walked right down Euclid.
From the shores of Lake Erie to the banks of the Cuyahoga River, east side and west side, we are proud of our city, Cleveland, the land. Rep the land and get authentic city collection gear at the Cavs Team Shop. Jerseys, tees, hats, and more are now available. Get your Cavs gear anytime at Cavs.com/shop.
Two American rock and roll institutions come together. The number one selling duo in music history. You're a rich girl.
Daryl Hall, and John Oates. With Grammy Award-winning, multi-platinum-selling Train, May 22nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets are on sale now, online at theqarena.com. The venue box office or charge by phone. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train, live.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $100 off select XT Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Visit your local AT&T store and get a great deal on two popular smartphones when you buy both on AT&T Next with eligible wireless service. See store for details. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
As the official drugstore of the Cavs, Monsters, and Gladiators, Discount Drug Mart knows how rising healthcare costs and the economy have affected our communities. Our generic prescription program offers hundreds of medications for a 30-day supply starting at only $1.99 and a 90-day supply for only $5.89. We'll match any local competitor prescription prices so you get the best price along with the best service in our pharmacies or at our drive-thru.
Out of the shot clock. LeBron goes left. Head inside with malice in mind.
He's guarded by Hill. He shakes on Hill. Goes to the basket. And hammers it home. And there it is. LeBron James now holds the NBA record.
Con 5 segundos de ganar, lo de tiro, la penetración del rey y la clava dos. Y ahí está, señoras y señores. Michael Jordan hacia un lado.
Please join us in congratulating LeBron James with his record-setting 867 consecutive games of scoring 10 points or more, passing Michael Jordan for the most all-time. Congratulations, LeBron James!
4,105. 4,105. That is the number of calendar days since LeBron James has failed to score in double figures in an NBA game.
Wow.
Right? I mean, over 11 years. Crazy stuff.
I was just going to say, have I been around 4,000? It just seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot. January 5th, 2007 was the last time that it did not happen. That was during the Bush administration. For those who may not be, you know,
There's your history facts.
I was going to say, if you're less political and more sports, that also was the day Bill Cowher resigned as the head coach of the Steelers, to give you an idea of how long ago that was. Crazy,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And start the show with Notre Dame, you come to an end.
I'm just trying to give, for those of us who may not be as
political,
it rings true. Now I understand how long ago it was, but of course, put it in the sports world. Unbelievable stuff here on Friday night.
Yeah.
Against New Orleans, LeBron took any suspense out of the night by taking care of business in the first quarter. Then the Cavaliers had a rally from behind, win a big game, and great night.
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't it?
It really was. I loved his assertiveness from the jump. I think, obviously, for him, it's probably nice to just get something like that out of the way, you know. And he did that. But I think it also set the tone. And what was so crazy was the in between quarters. Then, you know, went a little sideways for the Cavs, but then they came up with that epic fourth quarter and kind of closed it out.
Yeah, Cavs trailed by 10 in that ball game. I mean, every one of these games...
To a playoff team.
Right. Every one of these games to a team, trying to hang on in a Western Conference. It's wild between 3 and 10 right now in terms of the standings. But, I mean, every game, Philadelphia keeps winning.
Yep.
Indiana keeps winning. You know, the teams right around the Cavaliers continue to win. I mean, the Cavs had the slimmest of leads at the start of this week, trying to hang on to that third spot in the Eastern Conference. So along with trying to assimilate this new bunch, you know, and get them ready for the playoffs, Cavs have to keep winning games. And that was a big come from behind victory against New Orleans, erasing that 10-point halftime deficit. They trailed by as many as 13 in that game as they rallied for the victory on LeBron's special night.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit more about this? Because I know you've got some fun numbers. And I just think no matter what way you break it down, they're so intriguing.
The
His
streak,
record, the streak,
right.
Mm-hmm. Which keeps going. I thought we should get to, you know, the game on Sunday.
The Dallas game, yes.
Because that was very interesting as well. But let me give you a couple of facts that I find really intriguing.
Let's go.
Besides the fact that the next current active player with a streak is hundreds of games away, no disrespect, James Harden. Just around 260.
Yep.
When you think about the fact that LeBron has more 50-point games, 11, than he does single-digit games, 8.
In his career. Right, in his career.
Unbelievable. It's insane.
Right. I like the one. How about the one? How many games did he have before the 8-point night on January 5th, 2007? He had a handful of games.
He had 161
that, right?
Straight
games.
Right,
I say a handful. Oh, just 161, right?
When you think of where it's at
yeah,
now.
Yeah, a few games. Yeah. Right, yes.
161 before that 8-point game. So he would be at 1030.
Yeah.
Had he not had that 1 8-point game.
Unbelievable stuff. And during this streak, you told me this one, only two games of exactly 10 points.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So the year after he started this streak in January of 07,
right.
That very first game the following season, October 31st, I think it was, he had 10 points to start that season. It wasn't until this past January in Minnesota that he had his next 10-point game.
Yeah, unbelievable to think about.
The durability?
I know. What also is unbelievable to think about is that I don't even remember that game in Minnesota.
Oh, I do.
Doesn't it seem like that? I mean, to me, though, we were talking about the seeming duration, eternal duration of this crazy, wild roller coaster season.
Yeah.
I remember the Cavs getting blitzed. I don't remember LeBron scoring only 10 points in that game.
Fair point. I agree. I think the only reason why I remember that was, you know, when you walk into a locker room after a game like that, you don't really know how things are.
Right. I mean, I guess that's a little more personal for you. That's only your job. Right.
Which, okay, well, I'll take it to the sideline then, last night. Or Sunday.
The Maverick game, right.
The Maverick game, Sunday. So it was when that LeBron got double digits in that game,
fourth quarter. Right. Oh, yeah.
As he mentioned post game, I found this very ironic. Watching him there in that first quarter, he had missed five layups that he's not accustomed to missing. He talked about that,
right?
But just how out of sync he was. There was a moment where he comes to the bench and he puts it on himself. He apologizes. He says, "My bad, Gray. You know, I'm not pulling my weight. I'm not getting this done." But then he wants his I can't wait to talk to him about this. I haven't got a chance. But then he wants his shooting shirt and he wants his long sleeve to be able to put on because he's out of the game at this point. And he's telling the ball boys that he needs his stuff. He wants his shooting shirt, and the poor ball boy was, I don't know if he was hesitating or, you know, the reality is his stuff was right next to him. So I think it's so funny how we expect such greatness because he's given us so much greatness night in and night out, that when there are nights where it may be a little off for him, you know, it stands out that much more. However, he did get his,
17th triple-double. An off night, right?
On an off night,
72nd of his regular season career. I think that was a good sign for the Cavs that, you know, it was a glaring weakness for the Cavaliers with Kevin Love out of the lineup for those 20 games. They needed that secondary scoring. Forget about finding the third scorer, which you need typically in the playoffs. They were looking for a consistent secondary scorer, but, man, he got a lot of help from his friends in that ball game. We haven't seen LeBron, you know, basically do that all season, have a field goal percentage like he did. Again, to give you an idea of the consistency of this guy who averaged a triple-double the entire month of February, entire month of March, he averages 31 points, 9.5 assists, 9.5 rebounds, and it's just been, for all the things that have happened this season, I mean, even starting back at the summer, you know, with the Kyrie trade and everything else and waiting for Isaiah. Isaiah comes back, doesn't work, Derrick Rose left. Again, we're only at the midway point of the season. Now you make the trades, the seismic shift, six guys out, four guys in. It's been a wild
season. Your head coach sidelined.
Your head coach is ill, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and the one constant has been the guy in his 15th season. You mentioned that was his 17th triple-double on Sunday night. The previous record for triple-doubles in a season by a player in his 15th season or older,
Jason Kidd,
was three.
Right? Jason Kidd and Paul Pierce.
I think Pierce had three
and Kidd had
three in their 15th season.
Yeah.
The guy's got 17. On a night that he would probably tell you was one of his worst of the season, he still is able to contribute in ways where he's missing his shots and everything else. He has been the one lone constant in this wild, crazy season that we've endured that finally the regular season is trickling down and coming to an end.
You know, I found it really intriguing in that Maverick game before the game started, Rick Carlisle, one of the great historians of the game who appreciates the history of the NBA, talked about at length, probably 10, 15 minutes, Dirk and LeBron, both two guys. And one thing that stood out to him that I found very interesting, and I don't think I've ever heard, is that both of those guys possess an old school approach along with adapting and adjusting to
that's
today's
interesting.
Game.
Yeah.
That they appreciate in their styles and there's qualities about them who show the Oscar Robertsons, the Chamberlains, the Russells in their game today. Mm-hmm. And you think about how good that can be for the generations to,
sure.
to follow.
I mean, that was unique about that game on Sunday. You had the sixth greatest all-time scorer in NBA history and the seventh, Dirk six, LeBron seven. I like what Dirk said when LeBron hit 30. And he was giving him his congratulations. He said, look, just wait till I retire, LeBron, before you pass me. Now, if Dirk, if Dirk retires in a week, if Dirk decides to play next season, sorry, Dirk, he's going to be roaring past in about November, just so you're aware. But that was great to see those two back on the floor. Maybe the last time that Cavs fans in the building got to see the great Dirk Nowitzki in his 20th season.
That's impressive.
In action in Cleveland. Does that anyone not like Dirk Nowitzki? How do you get so universally appreciated?
What's so cool, actually?
Who says, I hate Dirk Nowitzki? Nobody. Everybody loves Dirk Nowitzki.
Unless you have to go against him in a finals game.
Well, sure.
And you,
I guess there are some Heat fans that still harbor some ill will from the 2011 finals. Right.
You see those fadeaway shots, those one-legged fades. What? In the players today. Like, that's kind of what...
JR had a couple in the game.
Yeah.
It was almost like they were tributes to Dirk.
Yeah.
JR's going off one leg just to make it harder on himself, right?
That's so Swish-esque.
Yeah, it is indeed. But great stuff. Congratulations, LeBron. I mean, the milestones just keep on coming. And as our regular season here rolls down and off into the playoffs and more milestones to come, right?
Yep.
Hopefully.
Seems like every day.
Seems like every day. All right, we're going to be back to wrap things up right after this, right here on Cavs HQ.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hanna, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
To the NHL runs through Cleveland. Catch hockey's future stars as your Cleveland Monsters battle at Quicken Loans Arena.
Friday, April 6th is Monsters Go Green Night, presented by Republic Services. The first 10,000 fans receive a Monsters reusable tote bag, courtesy of Discount Drug Mart. Plus, it's a 1-2-3 Friday, featuring $1 Pepsis, $2 Sugardale hot dogs, and $3 select beers.
For details, call 216-420-0000. Visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Wednesday's the one-day sale at Levin Furniture, and it's gonna be big. Starting at 10 a.m., we'll have 50 great doorbusters, including amazing deals on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, and mattresses. Plus, you'll get 50 months free financing, but that's not all. Shop all day Wednesday and get a $100 gift card. Doorbusters, free financing, and a $100 gift card. The one-day sale returns Wednesday at Levin's.
Journey. Don't stop believing. Def Leppard. 2018's Tour of the Year. Cleveland, get ready. Quicken Loans Arena, May 28th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. Rock music icons. Journey. Def Leppard. For VIP packages and more, visit journeymusic.com and defleppard.com.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Oh, do they have filters? There's air filters, water
filters. What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many
filters. Shop now at smart-mart.com.
We are back to close up shop here on Cavs HQ. You thought of that movie, didn't you? You thought of it.
Gone Girl.
Awesome for 1 hour and 59 minutes and just...
It's so... The ending
the last
is
45 seconds.
So bad it's good.
Right. It was... No, it wasn't good. It was bad. Because
it was
then we want,
so
you and I
bad,
looked at each other like, I don't even understand what just happened. What did we just watch for 2 hours?
Seriously, I remember being so mad.
Yeah, it was infuriating. It wasn't so bad.
I couldn't believe it.
It was just so bad. National championship game tonight, Villanova, Michigan. Who do you like?
Villanova.
Yeah, me too. By how much?
Ooh.
I think Villanova rolls. I think they're double-digit winners.
I would
tonight.
Like, as a Buckeye fan, I would like to see them roll.
I think it's going to happen.
Okay.
Just saying.
Deal.
Our thanks to Rodney Hood. Our thanks to Joe Gabriel. For Allie, I'm John. See you next time on Cavs HQ.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.